Well, thank you for that information, Ed. I'll have to look that up and see if I can locate me one. Just for grins and giggles to see how much power my radios and stuff are pulling. You know, I call in Ed every Wednesday night, and of course the radio pulls more power when I'm transmitting. And so it would be nice to know what it's actually costing me a month in electricity to run the radios and the power supplies. I'll have to look that up, and I do thank you for the information, and I wrote that down. Kilowatt, I think you said it was EG, Echo Golf on the end.
Negative. Echo Zulu was on the end, and you can adjust it to show the amount of power being used or program it for the amount of dollars.
I got that letter changed. EZ. But that's amazing. Like I said, I'll look that up and see if I can't get me one of those and plug it in, and I'll let you know how it does.
In my instruction box to see if I can find out more about it, but I'll have to dig through stuff. I've got a box, and I try to put all the instruction stuff in it.
Well, if you can find that a little bit later, then I'd be happy to talk to you about that and find out what it says. What else you been up to up there in Brevard?
We are getting ready to have a party here. My wife is going to have a bunch of people over sponsoring it for a political meeting. It's a meet and greet type of thing for a candidate, and she's been working on that. She's gotten real interested in that lately.
If we don't start the grassroots movements, you know, started in small communities, I think that's the best way to do it. And you know, get some new blood out there into the political arena and get rid of some of this stuff that's been there for 30, 40 years.
Interested in it until several months ago. Then she started watching the news and got more interested, and we met a candidate, and she decided she would support that candidate, so she's gotten real interested in that.
She found something that piqued her interest, and hope y'all have a real nice get-together at the meet and greet, and hope you were able to help this candidate out to get him elected into whatever office he's running for. It's a worthy cause. It really is, and my hat's off to her. I don't believe I want to do that, but I'm glad that somebody's out there willing to do it.
Well, tell me how I can't do anything. My vote doesn't count, but I figure if you don't do something like this, you can't really complain on what happens. And so I get up and write editorials and complain. I've got a couple of things now going on near me where they're replacing the bridge. But they're going to also go further and create a dam. There is a low depression on the road that's used to let the water through when we have a whole lot of rain and the pastures nearby flood, and it lets a lot of the water through. They're talking about building a level road all the way across that area, which will essentially be a dam. A lot of the farmers are really up in arms about it.
I don't blame them for being up in arms about it. I really don't, as far as that goes. But there again, if you don't get involved and start a little bit, you don't have a right to say anything about it. And those that say that their vote doesn't count, no, it's not going to count if you don't use it. If you use it, then you have a right to gripe. If you do not use it, don't say anything, because you didn't vote and you don't have a say-so then at all. So exercise that right to gripe. Always get out there and vote.
If you don't vote, you voted for whoever is elected.
Get it there, Ed.
Figure people who need to get involved in the politics need to watch what's going on, because it definitely affects them, even if they think it doesn't. Like the school boards, that's I think the most difficult elected job, no matter what you do, 60% of the people will not like it.
That's like being a weatherman, you know. It's not going to be able to please everybody all the time. Hang on there just a minute, Ed. Let me see if I can grab this Echolink station that popped up. Echolink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Call KI4DOS. All right, I see you up there on Echolink. If you do not have audio capability, shoot me a text message. I'd love to get you in my logbook tonight. Give me one more number in the log. But if you don't have audio capability, shoot me a text message. D8RON, KI4DOS, and the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Thanks for holding on there a minute, Ron. I thought John would come in and check in with us. But I don't guess he wants to say anything right now. Or maybe just to get his Echolink station set up. I don't know. But anyway, you got the right way about it. You know, if you don't vote, you voted for whoever got elected. That's a good way to put it. Well, I don't know where Ed went, but let's see if we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Whiskey 4, Charlie Tango Whiskey, W4CTW. I'll be negative and negative.
Say good evening to W4CTW, Mr. Tyler over in Taylor's. Tyler, you made number 70 tonight. Nice round figure. Appreciate you being with us. Hadn't had 70 in a while. But you folks out there at Radio Land are the ones that make the numbers. And do appreciate you coming by and checking in with us tonight. Any other check-ins or any other comments for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS.
4DOS, this is Kilo Echo 6 Tango Charlie Golf.
Echo 6 Tango Charlie, is that correct?
Tango Charlie Golf, totally cool guy in my phrasing.
Apologize, I missed the last letter, but I got it corrected. That was easier to understand as far as that goes. I tell people mine's donkey on skates, KI4DOS, instead of disk operating systems or Delta Oscar Sierra.
We had a bunch in California that everybody made up the wrong letters. One was owns no zebras and bad pool quickly. And stuff like that. But anyway, I wanted to ask, I heard you talking earlier about finding parts. Where do you find parts around here?
There's an electronic store over in Spartanburg. It's Harley's Electronics. I'm not advertising for them. It just happens to be the name of the store that you can go get electronic parts. There used to be several in and around Greenville, but most of, or all of those have closed that I've been able to find out about. And so either I go over to Spartanburg or I get on the internet and order them from places like RF Parts or somebody like that.
I find myself in need of some conversion plugs from quarter inch down to, I think, 3.5 millimeter for my keys.
Oh, gosh, I was trying to think if anybody might have those. I really don't know, Harry, right off the top of my head. I think her name's Harry, isn't it? I hope I got it right. I don't know. That's the only place that I can think of right off the top of my head. There may be others around. That are a little closer, but I can't think of where they might be.
Darwin, try if you will give me the name again, please.
Harley Electronics over in Spartanburg. And WD8RON, Mr. Ed up there, Bavard, came in there. Ed, do you know where you can buy parts or that reducer that Harry's looking for?
I heard that there is a Northern Freight hardware place in Hendersonville that has electronic stuff. I haven't been able to check it out yet. I don't know exactly where it is, but that might be something to look at. Someone was, because I was asking about parts, and they said that might be one that would have electronic stuff.
We'll look and see if I can find them.
For audio connectors and computer connectors and some of those kind of parts, there's a place called Norfolk Wire and Electronics that's out near J. L. Mann High School, just a little bit past it before you get to Malden Road, that has a lot of that kind of stuff.
Name of that place out there by the school again.
Norfolk, like Norfolk, Virginia, Wire and Electronics.
Well, that'll give me another place to look for. You say they've got audio connectors and stuff like that?
They've got they mostly serve like commercial fire security audio video contractors. So pretty much anything for like computer, audio, video kind of cables and wire associated type hardware they'll have, or they could at least order.
Harry, did you get that one?
Thank you, sir. I'm sort of wishing Radio Shack would come back, although I never really liked it. But it was handy for a few things like this.
They have a couple of really, really good places in Greenville. We had Wholesale Industrial Electronics. That was a good place if you wanted, resistors and transistors and the electronic components. They also had the switches and all kinds of stuff. And then Dixie Radio had that sort of stuff. And then there was another one. Out on Points that Highway. But all three of those have gone out of business. They're not around anymore. So they're like Radio Shack. People quit working on stuff and rebuilding stuff and building their own equipment. And instead, they started buying this throwaway stuff that they can't work on or don't want to work on.
That, yes, I hate throwaway stuff.
And that completely, because I don't like it either, but we've come to a throwaway society, it seems like, instead of having a repair shop or something that you can't have repaired, people would rather just go out, throw it away, buy a new one. I guess that's the way the things are designed now, so the manufacturers can stay in business.
Well, not always, but it has been hard to repair some of the stuff for a long time. My ADI 600 HT, you could change batteries in it. And this thing, if I lose my battery, I've got to send it to some factory somewhere. But that's the way life is.
Fortunately, it really is. And hopefully we'll get back into stuff that can be worked on and people take pride in making and repairing stuff again, but I don't see that happening anytime soon.
What's left of my short remaining life?
And the folks that have the nowadays, the younger folks that have the surface mounted stuff, and everything's getting smaller and smaller. They won't know the enjoyment of getting in there and playing with tubes and the old dead bugs style stuff that I grew up working on and playing with, and getting knocked across the room and that sort of stuff when you take a plate cap off of a tube that you didn't discharge before you did it. But you're right. I don't know that I'll see it.
I said, I'm not going to live that long. I'm three-quarters of the way through the century, and I don't know if I'm going to make it to the century, so I don't expect life to get simpler anytime soon.
we go enjoy every day that we got left, right?
I try.
It beats the alternative. I don't want to. I like it on this side of the dirt, you know, and I'm ready to go when my time has come and I'm called home, but I'd just as soon stay on this side of the dirt as long as he wants me to.
Exactly. I'm not anxious to be underground anytime soon.
Well, I hope we've helped you a little bit in finding some parts that you might need. What else you got for us this evening?
Well, no, I'm I moved here from California a couple of years ago, and I'm just now getting ready to put up my HF outfit. And I'm trying to figure out what to do for an antenna.
A KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with KE6TCG. Mr. Harry. Well, Harry, I don't know, first off, how much property you have, you know, if you're in a small lot or a big lot or, you know, 40 acres or what. But I just built a NFED 8010. It's a wire antenna. It's 134 feet long. And I ordered the parts and hand wound a 49-1 baling and hooked it all up. Checked the baling out before I put it up, and I tested it, and I was happy with the results of that, so I put it up and put me a ground rod in there in the ground, and it actually works better than my Delta Loop. I'm very pleased with it. I also have up a Mosley TA-33. I changed it from a three-element to a four-element. I added a driver. Two more coils on the driver, and then I put a 40-meter kit on it as well, so it covers 10 through 40 now, 10, 12, 15, 17, 20, and 40, and I'm real pleased with that. So if I can't get it on the wire or the beam, I don't get it.
A decent setup. When I was in California, I had an inverted V with traps, and I had a 6-meter, I believe it was a Comet.
That magical band.
In a while. I'll do anything every now and then.
Today I'm with you on that. I enjoy the different bands and different modes and everything that goes along with it. As a real close friend of mine and Elmer Toomey said a long time ago when I got my license to start with, he said that's not a license to operate, that's a license to learn. And boy, was he ever right. I tell you what, I never thought I'd get into some of the digital stuff and, oh gosh, some of the other stuff is going around. You know, you can do just about anything you want to do in ham radio.
I'm not really ready to connect my radio to the computer yet. I passed on packet, and there's a whole bunch of other stuff, and I'm not ready to do that yet.
Understand, I don't do a whole lot of digital stuff either. A friend of mine, he was bragging about all these CW contacts he's made, and I said, how do you figure that? He said, well, that's the mode I was using on the radio. I said, yeah, but you were typing it into the computer, and your code reader was printing out on your computer what it was copying. I said, but if you had to sit there and copy the code, you wouldn't know an A from a D. And he sort of laughed. He says, I would, too.
I'm hearing some strange stuff in the background. But yeah, I just want to get my little paddle out and tap out a little bit. I use a single lever paddle, and I just love the heck out of it.
I just got me a Verbiplex bug. Vibraplex, okay, Vibraplex is the way you say that, I guess. It's a bug, and I've been playing with it a little bit, and I haven't gotten this thing adjusted properly or something. I'm going to have to find me somebody that is fluent with the bug and get them to show me how to get this thing adjusted so where I can learn how to use it.
This is KE6TCG for identification. Well, I never wanted to try a bug. It looked like it was just too hard to, as you said, adjust. I use a Vibraplex Vibra keyer. I don't know if you have noticed those. And I just got another one from England that's, it's really pretty. It's a lot smaller. And I want to try that out.
Make fun, Ed. Harry, I just called you Ed. I didn't mean to. That sounds like fun. I would love to get a friend of mine that lives down in Level Land, down towards, that's between Anderson and Abbeville, down in that area. He's got a Bengali. I don't know if you've ever seen one of those, but it uses magnets, and that thing is so smooth and so sweet, I tell you. I would love to have one of those, but he paid an arm and a leg and mortgage on the rest of his body for it.
Amazing how much keys cost. Even a straight key will cost you $100.
The difference between men and boys is the price of our toys.
I'm a very old man because my toys are very expensive.
I understand that. Well, luckily, you know, we get our toys all lined up, and then once we get them paid for, they're ours, and they don't cost anything, and they don't eat nothing, so we don't have to feed them other than a little bit of electricity. I like having my stuff and getting it all set up, and it took me a long time to get it here, but once I got it, I'm happy with what I got. There's a lot of newer stuff that's out there, but I still like some of the old stuff where you got to turn knobs and flip switches.
Got one that's old, but it's not that kind. It's an ICOM 706. So it's all solid state and stuff, so if anything goes wrong with it, I don't have a clue how I would fix it. But when I got it, it was something I could afford, and it covered pretty much everything I did, except 220 and 440, and, one of these days I'm going to get my 220 up and running, too.
For DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with KE6TCG, Mr. Harry. Harry, we've got several 220 machines around, and they even have a net on 220. Let me look here. I've got it written down. I won't remember the date and time, but if I can find it, I'll let you know on the next transmission.
It's going to take me a while to get that machine up and running. Lost my Yaesu FT33, which is, I don't know if you remember that. It was shaped like a brick and weighed about as much and had very little capability, but it did work on 220.
Necessarily familiar with that particular transceiver, but here at the house I've got a I've got three monobanders here on the station. They're all Kenwoods. One's a TM-261. That's a 2-meter. And then I've got the TM-331A. And that is the 220 machine. And the other one is a TM-441A, which is a 440 monobander. I've got a radio I'm talking on now is a TS-2000. It'll cover 2 meters and 440. Won't cover 220 though. So that's one of the three 220 machines that I have here, and that's it's here on the in the ham station on the bench, or not on the bench, but on the desk, and I do talk on it and enjoy it quite a bit. There's not as much activity on it as there are some of the other bands, but there's still some good repeaters out there.
My big machine up and running. I won a HRO in Anaheim. That's near where I used to live. Had a fire, and when they reopened, they had a drawing, and I won a 220 mobile. That's what I plan on using when I get it set up.
Great. I'll be glad to hear you get on there. Maybe I can talk to you on 220 sometime soon.
But anyway, I'm going to have to go out of here. I got to get up early in the morning, so it has been wonderful chatting with you, and I talk to you again sometime. This is Kilo Echo 6, Tango Charlie Golf.
Well, thanks for coming in and talking with us a little bit tonight. Come back as often as you can. We have this net every night at 9 p.m. Mine runs a little longer than some because I have the swap net. But we start at 9, and anytime you can come in and jump in with us, come in, you're always welcome. But enjoyed it, and look forward to doing it again. Do we have additional check-ins or additional comments for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS.
4DOS. Again, Kilo 4, Bravo, Golf, Romeo, Brett, Gaffney, I'll be negative and negative.
Hey, good evening, KK4BGR, Mr. Britt up there at Gaffney. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Britt. Any other check-ins or any other comments for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS.
4DOS. It sounds like you got a really good net going on here tonight. Just happened to walk by the shack and saw the meter going up and down. Figured the net was still going on. Thought I'd give you one more. If you would, sir, please check in Alpha Kilo 4 Hotel Romeo, AK4HR. The name's Mike. Location is Simpsonville. Good to see you this weekend, Gary. This past weekend. Not this next weekend. Yeah, you know what I'm saying. Anyway, tell Miss Joy we said, hey, 73, do you want everyone on that? No traffic, no comments, Gary.
Hey, Gary, this is Daniel, KI4DTY. I just had a comment when you're done.
For DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, we'd like to say good evening to AK4HR, Mr. Mike, down here in Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mike. Hope you're doing well, and it was good to see you this past Saturday at the test session. We enjoyed it, had a really good time, had a good turnout as well. But appreciate you, Mike, and all you do to help out the VEs up there at test sessions. And tell everybody down your way we said hello. KI4DTY, Mr. Daniel, go ahead with your comment.
I had a question. I wasn't able to listen to the SwapNet tonight, but didn't know if you were selling or someone was selling a power supply. I'm looking for like a 30 amp for my 991.
I do not have any power supplies at the moment, I don't think. Let me look back here. You know, I got some radios with power supplies, but I don't have just the power supplies.
Well, I mean, if you hear of one, I'm not in a rush. I have a 25 amp power supply currently, and I'm not sure if that's one of my issues with my 991 not wanting to turn on, is if maybe it's just not getting enough cranking amps. So, but yeah, if you hear of one, I'd love to just keep me posted.
Daniel, I will do that. I am going to over to another Silent Keys widow's house next week. I do not know what he has or had. His wife still has. He passed away over a year ago. And his bride is also a ham, but she's going to keep some of the stuff, and then she's going to sell the rest of it. But hopefully he might have something over there that will come out next week, or, you know, when when we get over there and get it cataloged and get everything ready to sell, hopefully we'll have one probably next Wednesday, hopefully.
I know you don't know what she has, but yeah, if she has a power supply, I'm looking for a power supply. I'd love to get some sort of SWR meter so I can tune my antennas a little bit better. And then I'm looking for a decent antenna, currently on the 2 meter, but I am studying for my general. We'll see how this goes. So yeah, just keep it me in mind as you're looking. I would greatly appreciate it. And I can give you my number if you need it or want it.
Your number, Daniel, that'd be fine.
6438672 7. And my email is my name, so Daniel, Daniel, Yop, Yop, as in Paul, P as in Paul, at yahoo.com.
I got your email address is Daniel Yop at yahoo.com. That's Daniel Yankee Oscar Papa at Yahoo. And I got your phone is 864-386-5727, correct?
That is correct. Thank you, Gary.
Alrighty, buddy. What kind of 2 meter antenna are you looking for? Like a base station antenna or something else? A mobile?
I would love to get another mobile. I have a little car. Well, my son's little car, and I have to drive that thing every now and then. So I'd love to have a little mag mount to it. So anything for that would be great. I currently have the X30 Diamond. I think it's a Diamond. On top of my house, but I'm sure I probably need to improve this. So, honestly, I'm open to suggestions and your wisdom on that because I'm such a beginner noob that I don't know what I need exactly.
Well, we'll get together on the phone. I've got a couple of 2 meter antennas over here for the, you know, base station type antennas, and I think I don't have any of the 2 meter. Mag mounts. I've got some 440 mag mounts over here, but I don't have any more 2 meters.
I'd be interested, so just let me know. Like I said, it's not necessarily a rush, but I've just been interested. I've been listening to your SwapNet here to, you know, basically see if I hear anything that I recognize, and I'm trying to Google it as you're talking about it to see if what it is exactly and see if it's something that I could possibly use. But yeah, you guys, you've been in it a lot longer than I have, and I would appreciate your wisdom. And so if you hear of something or you think of something that I could possibly use in what we just discussed, I'd be greatly appreciative.
No, I'll keep you in mind, and then if I run across some of this stuff, I'll let you know.
That'd be great. Thank you so much.
I'm glad to help. Do we have any other check-ins or any other comments for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS. That's going to about wrap it up for this evening. Appreciate all you folks out there in Radio Land that came in and talked with me tonight. Y'all come back again tomorrow night. Mr. Matt, WG4MC, will be calling. Give him a good dose of rider's cramp. I will see if I can submit my net report electronically here, and then we'll finish closing the net out. Have it, folks. Had a grand total of 73 tonight. Great net. Enjoyed it. Had a lot of rag chewers in here and a lot of comments. Appreciate that, and you know, as a net control, we sit here in front of radios and we take check-ins, but if it's you folks out there in radio land that make the nets, you know, the ones that check in or those that rag chew a little bit with us and kind of help drag the net out a little bit so we can get a few more in the log, we do appreciate that, and we appreciate each and every one of you, and don't think you're not appreciated, because you really are, because you make the net. Y'all take care, and we'll finish closing the net out. This is KI4DOS, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. With our thanks for all those folks checked in with us. We will now return the repeater to normal amateur use. 73, good night, God bless. This is KI4DOS, clear.